Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Show. What do we have this week, Brian?
Hey, Rosh, happy to be here. This week, I want to talk about AI in advertising. And I'm not talking about using the technology of AI, you know, to make your advertising. I'm talking about actually mentioning that you're using AI in your advertising. And then also, I want to talk about that open letter against AI signed by some pretty big artists like Stevie Wonder, Frampton, Billie Eilish, and just what they're talking about with that open letter and, you know, the protections that they're looking for. What do you have going on?
Well, I want to talk about blogging and AI, and also I have a very simple trick that you can use to apply to your prompts and to help you understand really how to rank better. Good for SEO for your blogs in the future. So, and then from there, I want to talk about ChatGPT-5. Is it coming out this summer?
Nice. Yeah, I've been wondering about when the next evolution of GPT is coming out, so that's exciting. So, all right, I want to talk about AI and advertising. Now, it's April, and I'm a big golf fan, in case you didn't know, but I've been watching the Masters right now, and what I've been noticing in the commercials is that a lot of these golf manufacturers, they're hopping on the AI bandwagon in terms of advertising, that they're using AI to help design these golf clubs. And I'm curious about the perspective of people, and maybe our audience can use this, the buzzword of AI right now, to actually promote their product or what it is that they're doing in ways that they're using AI. So, you know, for example, I've talked to some clients that we've signed as a social media company, and I let them know in some ways and which ways that we're using AI, and, you know, letting them know that, hey, you know, we're not plumbers, for example, but we can speak the language of plumbers much better now using AI. And, you know, using the language on your website, having AI rewrite it, and we're able to represent ourselves as, you know, represent you better by using this technology. So these are some of the ways that I'm advertising, you know, once I'm talking to someone, a potential client, and they're wondering, you know, hey, how are you going to make this content? So I'm actually talking about how I'm using it to our advantage. So, you know, is this something that, you know, as you're, if you're an artist or you're an entrepreneur or, you know, any sort of, you know, business owner, do you want to actually mention to your clients or advertise to people that you're using AI technology as a part of your product? And does that make you look better? Does that maybe make you look worse? And I don't have the answer to this right now, but I thought it was a creative conversation because I'm definitely seeing in a lot more advertising. You know, what are your thoughts on this, Rosh?
I think you're right in the fact that you need to have the conversation, but it depends on the client. It depends on what you're selling, because in some cases, it's a good thing. You're more efficient. You're able to, as you put it, talk their language. You're able to use it as a benefit for that client. But there's also times where it's going to be a benefit to say, we don't use AI. It's human created, or especially in the creative world, this is my creation. I am the creator of this. And that's important too. So it will depend on the perception of, is it a value to that person? And I think ultimately that's it. Is it a value to the client? Well, if I just say, hey, I'm making all this great AI work, they may not see the value. But if you say, I'm using AI to help you make more money or be more efficient for you, then yes, good idea.
Or, you know, help us engineer a superior yeah. product and stuff like that. So yeah, just, it was a curious thing and something that I thought that our audience would be, you know, just another thing for them to think about when they're marketing their company or their product or whatever it is that they're doing and whether or not you want to mention it. So,
yeah.
All right. Throwing it back your way, a simple trick. And I love simple for blogging with AI. What have you got going on?
So blogging with AI, people are doing that, and quite often people are just putting in a prompt in there and just letting it run. But there should be a little bit more, and you've actually expressed this a number of times. You really need to get a little bit more, especially if you want to be different. Again, garbage in, garbage out. If you put generic, just state what it is that you want, and it's going to be very similar. We just used two AIs in a test, and we had some similarities in the list of things that we were working with, although we're using completely different AIs. Now, I realized I was using the lower version of the one I was using, but still, because yours were better. But the point being is that if you are blogging and you're blogging for ranking, keywords are still important. Keywords, the number of times your keyword is mentioned is important. And I know some people are telling you that that's not the case. It's just good quality content. Look, it's math, and keywords, numbers matter in math. And so if you want to rank, say, for a specific topic, go to Google, put it in, and see what are, say, the blogs or the sites that have that are ranking number one. Go there and use a very simple tool on your computer. For me, on the Mac, it's Command F. Maybe for you, I don't know what it is, but it's Find. And then let's say it's cat, and then it'll highlight all the times cat is put into play. And so you can say, it'll say, okay, cat is mentioned 10 times. Well, now you can tell the AI, I would like you to write this article mentioning cat 12 times. So you can, that's a very easy, simple thing to do. You can certainly get in a lot deeper. Like you can find out, go under the developer tools and then look at the code and put cat and see how many ways they've put cat in, the, you know, maybe under the radar. That could also help you a little bit too. But just simply knowing what is ranking for that keyword and how many times it's there. That's a very simplistic part of SEO, but for basic blogging, why not? Why not just tell the AI, this is what I need, and maybe it's a few different keywords to weave them into the article to help you rank for certain keywords and help drive some traffic.
What I love about that piece of advice is it's kind of, it's your old school SEO trick and piece of advice, but it's a way to apply that old school trick to the new technology and update your prompt and, you know, give it better information so that way you get a better answer out. So yeah, it's a great trick. Very good.
All right. So what do you got next?
Moving on. So, it's been a lot in the news. A lot of artists and musicians for good reason are getting concerned about the advances of AI technology and certainly in its ability to recreate video or voice and their likeness. Artists work very, very hard to protect their likeness and their creative, what they have created. And this technology, it's posing a big competition with them because there's the potential to be able to use AI and create brand new art that could potentially dilute the royalty pool. So, imagine having an AI song get on the radio and all of a sudden be a big radio hit. And then all of a sudden, they don't have to pay royalties to anybody for this hit. And, it's another way that the artist can start losing money. So this is, it's a big deal. And it's something that, they don't want 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, someone to be able to take a video of them or their voice and create a brand new song and say, hey, we've seen examples of this online where they're like, hey, a brand new Beatles song created by AI. And, and that should be eye-raising.
My favorite Sinatra singing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Right. Yes. Yeah. When you blend, a classic with a different voice and stuff. But, those are examples of really what this technology can do. And it can do it so quick. But, what happens if all of a sudden there's a smash radio hit from somebody using this and they're using Sinatra's voice or something like that? His estate's not making money on that. Right. But so this act is trying to protect it, to prevent it from ever happening. Or if it does happen, making sure these artists are properly compensated. Yeah. The state of Tennessee has already passed what they like to call the Elvis Act. I love that. I thought the acronym was great. But it stands for Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security. Nice. So it is the Elvis Act.
Very nice.
You know what though? They probably
used AI.
They probably came up with it. We're using AI.
to figure that out.
That's just good. So really, when we talk on this show about using AI, we're not advocating people wholesale ripping off artists and different things. We're not advocating
now with all those guitars in the background.
Right. Certainly. Yeah. I mean, if you see us on our YouTube, you'll be able to see that I'm certainly trying my best to come from the musician's standpoint and to their defense because my band and I, we take a lot of pride in the fact that we create our music. I don't have AI write lyrics for us or anything like that. And, maybe song ideas or maybe checking music theory to make sure that some some ideas or changes are working or good, or maybe to get some suggestions. But that's about as far as, you know, we'll go instead of wholesale creating songs and art from it.
Right.
So, but yeah, I think it's an important conversation to have. And really, you know, they just don't want, you know, the artists, they don't want their pre-existing compositions to be used to train the AI. Right. So that's one of the big things too, as well. And some of that, you know, the cat's already out of the bag. It's already a little bit too late. You know, you could say, write me a jingle in the style of the Eagles or the Beatles or, you know, anyone like that. And it'll be able to do it because it has taken pre-existing compositions. But protecting their you know, artistic integrity and security going forward. So, So what else do you have going on?
All right. So is ChatGPT-5 coming this summer? And there has been some conversations recently. Sam Altman has been on podcast after podcast, show after show, just talking. And usually when that happens, it's a PR push. You know, it's not a magic, you know, coincidence that all of a sudden somebody ahead of a company is on a whole bunch of shows to talk about stuff. And it's probably going to be a variation this summer. But what has happened is 4.5, in a sense, Turbo is out. Now, it's not in the chat part, but it is available if you have OpenAPI, if you have OpenAI's API. You go into the playground area. Turbo is available for you now, which is supposed to be a step up. I've played with it a little bit. It'll actually give you comparisons between the two. So if you wanted to compare two list making systems, or, you know, how would one compare to the others, you can see that in the playground if you have an OpenAI account. So this will probably be coming. I don't think that this is the new grand version that's supposed to be out there or to be coming, that they're kind of teasing. They did Turbo 3.5 just before they released 4.0. So right. I think it's underway. It very well could be within the next 6 months, and it's going to be a big leap. It really is. I mean, you have to remember, a lot of companies still right now are struggling to benchmark and compare to 4.0. Yeah. And so this, you know, this Turbo is probably going to push them ahead a little bit. It's going to be a little bit harder, and maybe Turbo will be available. You know, I don't know, whatever it may be. It's going to be enough of a leap that I have a feeling it's going to leave everybody in the dust. So, because right now there are some that are doing a little bit better than 4.0. I do think Claude that I was using earlier, of course, I was basically like using, it'd be like using ChatGPT-3 is what I was using when I had, say, 4 or 5 available when we were doing our little thing back and forth, doing some lists. So I have found that Claude does some really nice work when I let it loose. So, but anyway.
Very good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we are continuing to bring these AI topics to the masses here. And so we're excited to have any sort of guests, anyone, you know, has any topics or any conversations they want us to cover, send us a message. Website is creativeentrepreneurshow.com.
Yep.
And
all right. Very good. Good show. Good topics. Helping those creative entrepreneurs out there kind of explore this landscape we have in front of us. So we'll talk to everyone next week.